News in brief. In Syria, thousands have taken to the streets in different cities to voice their support for the government. The rallies come one day after the Arab League suspended Syria's membership. Many protested the decision by holding rallies outside the Qatari and Saudi embassies in Damascus. Syria has called for an emergency summit of Arab League heads of state to discuss the violence in the country. This a day after the Arab League suspended its membership over what it calls Damascus' failure to end the months-long deadly violence. Thousands of people have taken to the streets of the Spanish capital, Madrid, to protest the government's spending cuts. Now, the protesters also condemned high unemployment and what they consider government corruption. In the U.S., nearly two dozen anti-Wall Street protesters have been arrested as police moved in on their encampments in Denver and Salt Lake City. Reports say riot police forcibly scattered the groups by firing tear gas. Now the protesters are demonstrating against poverty, unemployment, war, and corporatism. A former senior IAEA official has told Press TV that the agency's latest report on Iran's nuclear energy program is baseless and politically motivated. Yusri Abushadi added that the report says the agency has never, quote, detected or found any evidence of non-peaceful nuclear activities in Iran. Iran says it should review its cooperation with the IAEA following the agency's flawed report on its nuclear energy program. Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani described the agency's decisions as unprofessional. He said the recent report shows cooperation or not makes no difference in IAEA decisions. A former senior IAEA official has told Press TV, South Korean protesters have once again rallied against a free trade agreement with the U.S. The protesters say the deal will flood the market with cheap imported goods and crush South Korea's economy. Opposition lawmakers say the agreement favors the U.S. And Turkey has carried out an airstrike against Kurdish PKK militants based in northern Iraq. There has been no report on possible casualties. The PKK is considered a terrorist organization by the EU and the United States.